This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The end.
It's the wake up call.
Getting kids ready for school sucks. And there's no other way to really say that. You're probably doing it right now. Maybe. I don't know. Well, a celebrity was on their podcast and gave their hack on how to get your kids ready for school that will save you time, maybe even give you a few minutes of extra sleep. And that celebrity is Tori Spelling. So I'm using the term celebrity a little loose.
Okay, good.
Here is the clip, though, because I'm not sure. As you listen to this, text into 916-909-1065 and tell us if you think this is genius or if this is kind of gross.
It's so bad. I've gotten so lazy with my youngest one because there's so many that at night I put him in his clothes for the next day and convinced him that it's cool to do that.
My God, that is so funny.
He has dinner, he takes his bath.
Oh my God.
The whole thing of you get your kid dressed for the next day at bedtime. They don't sleep in pajamas. They sleep in their clothes for the next day. And that way they wake up and out
ready
the door.
To go.
Brush their teeth, hopefully.
Well, sure. Ela Brecky.
Is this disgusting or is
what
this?
What would be disgusting about that?
Yeah.
I think sleeping, we've talked about this before, about showering in the morning or showering at night. I think sleeping in your clothes at night is gross.
Why?
Because you sweat at night. I do.
Okay.
A lot of people do. Kids do. And I think that's disgusting. I think that
you sweat in your clothes in the daytime.
I think you should go out into the world in the best, cleanest, nicest condition. And then let the world wear you down as the day goes on. I think starting it off already dirty is kind of gross.
Okay, but you are somebody that showers in the morning.
Every morning.
Okay, I am somebody that bathes in the night. So when I put on, if I were to wear pajamas, I would be starting at my freshest.
Right.
Okay. If you're a kid and you're literally going to be dragging yourself around the ground at recess, the idea that you sweat a little bit in your clothes last night is like the least of my worries.
Text or call 916-909-1065. 909-1065.
Now, I will say it does depend on what your kid's going to wear to school the next day. If you're putting them in jeans to go to
that's
sleep,
terrible.
That's terrible. That sounds so uncomfortable. But if they're wearing basketball shorts and a tank top because it's summer, who cares?
I care.
Why?
It's gross. I don't know. It's just gross. Like, then their hair's not done.
No, you can still do their hair. Yeah. I don't think that they
hit
the floor and get in the car. You can still do their hair. You can still brush their teeth. They're still having their breakfast.
And how much time? Now, this is coming from somebody who literally has gotten his kids ready for school. You can count them on one hand.
Right.
Because we're here. But, like, how long could it possibly take to get your kid dressed?
I think it depends on the kid, but there are some kids that get choosing an outfit in the morning is, boy, is it a problem.
Well, don't let them choose the outfit. You choose the outfit.
And then what if they have a meltdown?
Well, then choose the outfit the night before. Lay the outfit out.
I mean, you could do that, too.
And then just, this just seems like a better option than, like, do you put on your school uniform
Do you have your kids wash their pajamas after one use?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it depends.
And your kids all shower in the morning?
My son showers in the morning, my oldest son.
But the other ones don't.
No, they take baths at night. I think getting a shower in the morning.
Reason to do it in the morning. The idea of you're cleaner at certain parts of the day than other parts of the day, I feel like is just something in your head that matters.
Text messages coming into 916-909-1065. It's time management, whatever works for your family. Okay, that's true. 100% agree with Gavin. It's nice to not have to think what they're going to wear in the morning, right? Do it the night before. That's fine. Somebody else said, I do this. Just let them wear a t-shirt and underwear, and then they just have to put pants on in the morning. Yeah. Sleep like a divorced dad. And then Tori Spelling needs help, and another 100% agree with Gavin. I mean, whatever. I guess if it works for you, it works for you. It just feels like, as long as your kid gets to wear like gym shorts and t-shirts to school all the time, once we start getting into like pants, jeans, sweaters,
you can't have your kid sleep in a sweater and
right.
jeans. That is crossing a line.
And if you grew up like Katie, private school where you have to wear a tie and a sweater vest, like that is too much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.